be here with you this morning.
我的名字叫梅森，我今天很高兴和大家能够和大家在一起。
As you can probably tell, I'm very young.
你们大家可能都能看出来我很年轻。
So I hope to not speak from my own experience or my own years.
所以我希望我不是仅仅从我的这个自己的经验而来证道。
But rather speak from the truth and the wisdom that is in Scripture, which is much, much greater than my own.
而是从这个圣经里头有更多的这个经验和功课来和大家分享。
So this morning, if you have a Bible, if you could turn to, 2 Samuel chapter 12.
如果你有圣经的话，请大家翻到撒母耳记下十二章。
And before we dive into the passage itself, I want to ask you a question.
在我们深入的做这个讨论之前，我想问大家一个问题。
What was the last hard conversation that you had?
你上一次和别人进行一个很艰难的对话是什么时候？
I'll give you a moment to think.
我给大家一点时间想一想。
I know for me the last one or two did not go so well.
对我自己来说，前面有一两次这种很艰难的对话，最后进行的并不是很顺利。
Awesome, thank you. You may have heard the phrase "practice makes perfect."
你也许听到过这么一种说法，就是练习让你能够不断的改进，能够完美。
And we don't get much practice with difficult conversations.
但是关于这种艰难的对话，我们往往是没有足够的机会来练习。
So I think many of us end up being not so great at them.
所以结果就是我们中间的很多人在进行这种很艰难的对话的时候，我们做的并不好。
However, because we want to honor God with our words and our actions, and because we are members of the body of Christ.
但是因为我们是主内的肢体，我们要荣耀神。
It is very important that we share truth well with one another.
所以这是非常重要的一点，就是我们要互相之间能够分享尽管有一些是非常艰难的这个情况，我们也要互相能够交流。
So what I want to do this morning is look at an example of a difficult conversation in Scripture that we can use as an example for how we ought to speak.
所以今天早上呢，我就想和大家分享一个在这个圣经里头的一个关于这种艰难对话的一个例子，所以我们可以从中学到一些功课。
All right. So there's a bit of context that we need to know around this passage.
关于这几段经文呢，有一点上下文的这个背景，我们需要知道。
You may be, oh, I'm so sorry. Here we go. Okay, today's topic.
今天的题目。
And yes, the problem we often don't do hard conversations well. Here we go. So yes, David is king of Israel right now in this passage.
在这些经文里头讲到的是大卫，他是以色列的王。
And Nathan is a prophet for Israel, and he's advisor to King David.
拿单呢，他是一个先知，他是大卫的这个谋士。
And these are two main characters for the story.
这就是这两个这个故事里头这两个主要的人物。
The other important thing for us to know is what David has done very recently.
还有一个重要的事情我们需要了解的是，在那个时候。大卫刚刚做了一件事情。
You may have heard the story of David and Bathsheba. I'll give a quick summary.
你可能听到过这个大卫和拔示巴的故事，我会简单的总结一下。
While the kingdom of Israel is at war with the Ammonites, David stayed back home.
当以色列国和亚门人在打仗的时候，大卫他待在他的皇宫里。
And while home, home in the palace, he has an affair with a woman named Bathsheba.
在这段时间，他在皇宫里和一个 女子这个名字叫拔示巴，她和她有发生了这一些这个奸情。
Bathsheba becomes pregnant, and David's sin can no longer be hidden anymore.
这个拔示巴呢，她就怀孕了，所以这个事情已经瞒不住了。
So he summons her husband, who is at war, back to the palace.
所以大卫呢，就把她这个女子的这个丈夫召回到皇宫。
And he tries a couple of different ways of solving his problem.
他试了几个不同的方法，想来解决这个问题。
Of hiding his sin. He tries to hide his sin.
他想隐藏他的这个罪。
But it doesn't work well for him.
但是最后没有成功。
So he sends this man Uriah back out to battle.
所以他把这个女子的丈夫叫乌利亚，他把他送回到战场上。
And he sends him to the very front lines with orders for his general to abandon him there.
他让他的这个将军把这个乌利亚呢送到这个战场的最前线最危险的地方，然后不给他任何支援。
And the man Uriah is killed.By his enemies.
乌利亚当然最后就被敌人杀害了。
But really, it is David who killed him.
但是实际上是大卫把乌利亚杀害了。
So David is now guilty of adultery, of stealing a man's wife, of lying and murder.
所以大卫呢，他犯下了一系列的罪，他犯了奸淫罪，他把别人的妻子霸占了。然后他撒谎，他还犯了谋杀罪。
So all of this has happened just prior to where we are now in 2 Samuel chapter 12.
所以这就是这个十二章，撒母耳记下十二章这前面我们念的经文前面所发生的这一些背景故事。
And now we find ourselves 2 Samuel chapter 12. Then.The Lord sent Nathan to David.
所以现在我们来到了撒母耳记下这十二章神把拿单派去跟大卫谈话。
And you know from the reading that we just did that Nathan shares a very hard truth with King David.
从我们刚才读的经文几节经文里，我们已经知道了这个拿单呢要跟大卫王进行一段这个很艰难的对话。
So what I would like to do is look at how Nathan shares this truth with David.
所以我下面想跟大家分享的就是拿单怎么样跟大卫王进行这样一段艰难的对话。
So that we also can learn from it.
所以我们也可以从中能学到一些功课。
So first,What does Nathan do?
So, 第一点，拿单说了什么？
Essentially, what he says is, yes, that David has done something wrong.
总的来说，他讲的就是，首先大卫所做的是错的。
He says that David's sin is not hidden.
第二点就是大卫的罪不会被隐藏。
And a little bit later on, he states that there will be consequences for David's sin.
再稍后一点他又讲到大卫的罪是必会有后果的。
And you can also notice in the red, each of these things that he says becomes more dangerous for him to say to a king.
你可以看到那个红色的字体他说的这些话从开始到后来是难度越来越高，危险性也越来越大，因为他是在跟以色列的国王在说话。
Keep in mind, the very last thing that David did was kill somebody. So Nathan is probably sweating here.
大家不要忘了，这个不久前大卫做的就是把别人给杀害了。所以，当拿单在跟大卫讲这些话的时候，我估计他可能也在背后都直冒冷汗。
So we know that Nathan has great courage as well going into this.
所以我们知道这个拿单在进行这个对话的时候他一定是有很大的勇气。
I think what we stand to learn the most from though is not just what Nathan says but how he says it, yes?
所以我们要理解到这个不管是他什么说的，而且是拿单他怎么说的，不是不但是他说的什么，而是说他是怎么说的。
So you may notice that he starts with a story. David interprets it almost like a report.
你可能注意到了他这个拿单他讲的时候一开始是用一个故事来开头，而大卫王呢就以为是一个他在报告一件事情。
But for us, we can see it as an allegory for what David has really done.
但是在我们看来呢，他是在用这个故事来比喻大卫所做的所犯的罪。
And remember that David, when he was a young man, he was a shepherd. He worked with sheep a lot.
大家可能记得大卫在他年轻的时候，他是个牧羊人，他跟他有很长的时间在放羊。
We also know from many of the psalms that David wrote that he was very concerned about justice.
而且我们也从大卫写的很多诗篇里头，我们可以了解到他是一个很，他很在乎公正公义。
And we also know from the psalms that David was a lover.
我们也知道，从他写的这个诗篇里头，我们也知道他很有爱。
And so this story that Nathan tells is.Specifically designed for King David in many ways.
所以这个拿单给大卫王讲的这个故事呢，是专门设计能够打动这个大卫王。
So we can see that Nathan is incredibly tactful in his approach.
所以我们可以看到那个拿单在讲这个事情的时候，他非常的委婉。
He has put a lot of thought into his words beforehand.
所以他在讲这个事情之前，他一定是思考了很多。
Not only this, but through the story, he establishes a moral precedent.
不仅仅是这样，通过这个故事，他建立了一个道德上的一个先例。
And afterwards, he is able to gauge David's response.
在那以后，他能够及时的衡量大卫的反应。
So based on David's reaction, Nathan knows that David is capable of seeing his own sin.
所以他根据大卫的反应，他知道大卫能够认识到自己犯的罪。
And finally, Nathan is very clear.
最后一点，这个拿单在讲这个时候，他的意思表达得非常的清楚。
His speech is very direct and leaves no room for confusion.
他的话是非常的直接，而且没有任何有疑义的地方。
So as we think about conversations that we have in the future, especially hard conversations.
所以当我们想起我们在将来，如果我们有跟别人对话，特别是这个对话很艰难的时候。
These are all very good things for us to bear in mind.
这些就是我们应该记住的事情。
I do also want to look at this, though. This may even be more important than how Nathan says it.
我也想再谈一下，就是他为什么说这些，这可能比前面说的更重要。
Which is the why, the motivation behind Nathan's words.
这就是为什么他说这些话，他的动机是什么。
So we can see very clearly in verse 1, the Lord sent Nathan to David.
所以第一节我们很清楚地看到耶和华差派拿单去见大卫。
And that is a pretty good reason for Nathan to go.
这是一个很好的理由，拿单去见大卫王的一个很好的理由。
We also know that this conversation is very important for Nathan to have with him because David is a very important man.
我们也知道这个拿单跟大卫进行这个对话是非常重要的，因为大卫他是一个很重要的人物。
It is a very bad thing to have a king who is committing sins and trying to hide them.
如果一个国王犯了罪，而且想把这个罪掩盖起来，这是一桩非常不好的事情。
And Nathan finds himself in the perfect position as a prophet and as an advisor to David to tell him this.
拿单呢，他是一个先知，然后他也是大卫王的一个谋士，所以呢，他是跟大卫进行这个对话的一个最佳的人选。
But finally, I think this is the ultimate motivation, not only behind Nathan's words, but even behind why God sent him.
但是最后不管是拿单说的话，而且是为什么神派拿单去跟大卫进行这些对话。
David must be reconciled to God.
这就是大卫必须要与神和好。
At this point in his life, in this story, David seems like the bad guy.
在这个时候，在这个故事里头，大卫看上去是一个坏人。
But God's love and God's grace knows no bounds.
但是神的爱，没有边界。
And through the words of Nathan, God is winning David back to him.
所以通过拿单的话，神呢，得以与大卫重新和好。
And so we will see as we move on what David's response is.
当我们继续的时候，我们也可以看到大卫是怎么样回应的。
And we will find that it is indeed a response of repentance.
我们可以看到他确实是悔改了。
I think also, we can learn, even though David is again the bad guy in the story right now.
虽然在这个故事里，大卫是一个坏人。
We can learn from David's response to Nathan.
但是我们可以从大卫对拿单的回应里学到一些功课。
He's been doing very bad things, but he responds to this actually very well.
他干了一些很坏的事情，但是他的回应是很好的，对拿单的这个话的回应是很好的。
The first thing about his response is actually he doesn't say anything. He lets Nathan finish talking.
第一个事情他做的实际上是他什么都没做，他只是听这个拿单把话讲完。
And if we look down all the way in verse 13, it's not much of a conversation now between David and Nathan.
当我们继续看第十三节的时候，我们会注意到这个已经不是拿单和大卫之间的对话了。
David says very little. He just says, "I have sinned against the Lord."
大卫说的很少，他只是说我在神面前犯了罪。
And just like how we looked at how Nathan approached David.
就像他看这个拿单怎么跟大卫对话。
I want to look at how David responds to him.
我们也要看这个大卫王是怎么样回应的。
So we've seen that he listens to Nathan.
所以第一点，他倾听拿单的讲话。
We also see that David is honest with himself.
我们也看到大卫对自己很诚实。
And he is honest to Nathan too.
他对拿单也很诚实。
He doesn't get defensive or make up lies or give excuses.
他并没有为自己找各种借口或者撒谎或者找各种理由。
And he does not retaliate either.
他也没有报复。
We see in verse 15 that Nathan walks back to his own house unharmed.
在第十五节的时候，我们看到拿单回到了自己的家，他并没有受到伤害。
And again, just like Nathan, why we want to ask why does David respond this way?
就像拿单一样，我们要看一下为什么大卫会这样回应。
David was known as the man after God's own heart.
大卫是一个因为爱神而著名的人。
And he was known by this name even before he committed these terrible sins.
在他犯这些罪以前，大家都知道他很爱神。
So we know that David has had a love for God.
所以我们知道他，大卫王很爱主。
And he very likely still loves God, even though he has put himself far away from him.
所以尽管他，在犯这些罪的时候，他可能，远离了神，但是他仍然对神有爱。
David also may have recognized the futility of resisting Nathan's words.
大卫可能也意识到他否认这些事实是徒劳的。
There is no good defensive response.
找各种借口来回应是没有用处的。
And finally, Nathan is trustworthy, so David trusts him.
最后一点就是拿单是可以信任的，大卫王很信任他。
What is so fascinating, though, is we find that David's motivation is actually probably very similar to Nathan's.
这个让人有点吃惊的是，为什么大卫会这样回应？
And just like Nathan wanted to see David reconciled to God.
就像拿单想让大卫和神和好一样。
So also David has a strong desire to be reconciled to God.
大卫自己也有一个很强的这样的意愿，想和神重新和好。
And that is why this conversation works so well, and why it's a good example for us.
这就是为什么这一场艰难的对话进行得很好，这也是为什么是对我们来说是一个很好的例子。
And as proof of this, I think we can read Psalm 51. You can see here, this is the subtitle for the psalm.
作为一个证据，我们可以一起读这个诗篇51章1到4节。
And it says that he wrote this right after the prophet Nathan had come to him, right after what we read.
这个诗篇呢是大卫在拿单跟他讲的那一段话以后他写的。
And David says this, Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. Should I keep reading?
You should keep reading. And 大家有中文的可以打开那个圣经一起读。
Okay.Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Okay, so David definitely sees his sin.
大卫从这里看出来，大卫绝对是认识到自己的所犯的罪。
He says, Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
他说我在对你犯罪了然后在你的面前又犯了罪做了邪恶的事。
So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge.
所以你是对的在你的这个在你审判的时候你是公义的和对正确的。
If this is not repentance, then I don't know what is.
如果这不是悔改，那我就不知道这是什么了。
David has clearly been brought to his knees by Nathan's words.
大卫因为拿单的话，在神面前下跪了。
So we know that David's heart has been changed, and he is being reconciled back to God now.
所以我们知道大卫的心被改变了，他和神又重新和好了。
But what is the outcome of the story? What happens after?
所以这个故事的结局是什么呢?
David, he is punished.
首先大卫受到了惩罚。
God tells him, or Nathan tells David.
神通过拿单告诉大卫。
That he is going to take the son that Bathsheba is pregnant with.
神会把他和八十八所生的那个儿子会取走。
He also says that David will have a lot of family conflict for the rest of his life.
他也告诉大卫，在他的余生中，他会和他的家庭的成员会有很多矛盾。
That his own household will never be at rest.
他的家里永不得安宁。
David is not intimidated by this, though.
大卫没有因为这个而感到intimidated 没有感到惧怕没有因为这个而感到惧怕
He does not let his punishment keep him from God
他没有让这些神对他的惩罚而让他自己远离神
So David endures his punishment well
所以从这里看到大卫他能够忍受他的惩罚。
He endures it willingly and faithfully.
他在忍受这个惩罚的时候是心甘情愿的而且是充满信心的。
But what is infinitely more important is that David is reconciled to God.
但是更重要最重要的是他和神 重新和好。
We can also notice that David and Nathan's relationship is not over.
我们也注意到拿单和大卫的关系并没有就此结束了。
Nathan stays as David's advisor and as God's prophet.
拿单仍然是他的谋士和一个先是神的先知，神派来的先知。
Nathan goes on to even name David's next son, and he buries David when he dies.
拿单而给那个大卫王的儿子，也高他为王，而且他也把在大卫王死的时候，他把他埋葬。
So there was also very likely reconciliation between David and Nathan.
所以很可能大卫和拿单之间也是重新和好。
So let's see once again what we can pull from this and what we can walk away with from this passage.
让我们现在看看我们从这里能够学到，从这些经文里头能到 学到什么功课。
First, there is a time and a place for hard conversations.
首先我们在适当的时候和地点，我们也必须要面对残酷的事实。
We've been equipped with a lot of truth by the Holy Word of God.
我们用神的话语来装备我们自己。
And there are many opportunities for us to share it.
有很多的机会我们可以和别人分享。
And we should not think that all of those opportunities will be easy for us.
我们不能假设所有这些机会都是很容易的事情。
I'm not saying we should run around and bash people over the head with a Bible.
我倒并不是说我们就是走来走去用圣经打别人的头。
So it does take discernment and wisdom to know when we should share.
所以要有一些智慧去了解什么时候才可以，什么是合适的时候和地点和别人分享。
But when the opportunity arises, we must be willing to give them.
但是当这样的机会到来的时候，我们必须要愿意给别人说。
And likewise, when we find ourselves in David's position, we must be willing to receive them.
同样，如果我们是处于大卫的位置，当别人说指出我们所犯的罪的时候，我们也要必须接受。
What we see from Nathan is that we must be very thoughtful and tactful in how we present a hard truth.
从拿单的这个故事里头，我们可以学到，我们必须要很有智慧，要讲话的时候要委婉而清晰。
And we must also be clear and direct to leave no room for confusion.
必须很清晰，很直接，也不要让人有误解。
But our motivation must be love. It must be a desire to see that person reconciled to God.
但是我们的动机必须是爱，这结果必须是和神和好。
That was Nathan's intent walking in, and that is why his words were effective.
这就是拿单去跟大卫讲的时候他的这个动机，这也是为什么最后这一场对话进行的非常的这个效果非常好。
What we learn from David is that as we receive a hard truth, we must listen.
我们从大卫身上可以学到的是，当我们听别人指出我们所犯的罪的时候，我们必须要倾听。
If we are receiving this from someone who is trustworthy, we should trust them.
如果这些话是我们所值得信赖的人说的，那么我们必须信赖他们。
And we must be honest in our response.
我们必须要很诚实，在我们给出这个回应的时候，必须要很诚实。
Honest with ourselves and honest with the people around us.
我们要对自己要诚实，也对我们身边的所有人都要诚实。
But even more importantly, just like David, our motivation must be a desire for reconciliation as well.
更重要的是，就像大卫一样，我们的动机必须是爱，是渴望与神和好。
And again, that is why this conversation works.
这就是为什么这样艰难的对话可以进行得很好。
Is because David also has a strong desire to be reconciled to God.
因为大卫他就有一个动机，就是要和神和好。
And from the outcome, we know this, that we must be patient.
从这个结果，我们也可以得出结论，我们必须要有耐心。
Sometimes a hard conversation is the beginning of a hard time.
有时候一个艰难的对话可能只是刚刚开始，更困难的时候还会来到。
Or a strained relationship.
可能这个关系会变得更糟。
And we must not give up on it. It may get worse before it gets better.
所以在情况变得好转之前，可能会变得更糟糕。我们绝对不能放弃。
So we need to endure well and wait for it to get better.
所以我们要有耐心，有恒心，等着事情转变，往好的方向转变。
The last thing is this. I want to circle back to that first question that I asked you.
最后一个问题，我要回到原来我们讲的。
What was your motivation the last time you had a hard conversation?
什么是你的动机？就是上一次你在和别人进行一个艰难的对话的时候，你的动机是什么
？I know for me, oftentimes my motivations are not pure.
对我自己来说，有时候我的动机不是很纯正。
My roommate is right here, and he can attest to the fact that I am sometimes confrontational.
我的室友他就坐在这个听众席里，他可以证明我有时候会跟他有一些冲突。
But my motivations are not always godly.
但是我的动机不是都是很纯正的。
And I think that is the case for most of us.
我相信对我们大部分人来说都是这个样子。
And whether we are tempted to jump into a hard conversation or tempted to run away from it.
不管是我们想开始一个艰难的对话，还是想躲避这样一个艰难的对话。
What is most important is that we love that person and desire to see them draw nearer to God.
最重要的事情是我们要爱那一个人，而且想看到他和神越来越近。
That's what I have for you this morning. Thank you so much for having me.
这就是我要讲的，谢谢大家。
Can I pray for it?
Yes.
God, I thank you so much for this day and for this body of believers. You are good and you are holy. God, we lay ourselves at your feet. We thank you for just sharing your presence with us. God, for providing the opportunity to engage in community. I do ask that you would purify our motivations, that we would become more like Christ and how we interact with the people around us, that we would not be afraid.To say difficult things, God, neither would we be tempted to run around and just slap people with truth, but rather, God, that we would be thoughtful in how we give it, that we would make sure that we are really genuinely saying good things that your people need to hear. And likewise, God, as we receive them, may we trust those who are trustworthy and receive hard words with humility and with patience and with grace. But more than anything, God, may our motivation always beto draw near to you and to see others draw near to you as well. To see our brothers and sisters in Christ become more like Christ and God, for those who do not yet know you, to be introduced to you and to build a relationship with you. May we go out into this week and God, speak words and live our lives in such a way that honor you. We pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.